Thousands of Irish pilgrims completed the traditional Croagh-Patrick climb today to the summit of a mountain where St. Patrick is said to have spent 40 days in fasting and penance for the conversion of the Irish nation. The pilgrimage was led by Archbishop Michael Neary of Tuam. During Mass, the Archbishop told pilgrims that the painful truth of the past must always be embraced. But he also warned against what he described as a culture of blame, saying God is independent of human limitations and the essence of faith is not a grim recognition of our guilt, but the reality and certainty of pardon. Emma McCarthy asked Archbishop Neary about the climate on the pilgrimage in the wake of what has been a painful year for the Church in Ireland.
It's a mountain that has a great tradition in Irish history. It's very deeply rooted in the faith and the psyche of the people. And you sense that when you're climbing. It's about 2,510 feet high. It can be an arduous climb, particularly if the weather is unfavourable. It's a day that I always look forward to. It combines penance, prayer, and people are coming there. One has no idea what the other person is carrying in terms of a cross, whether it's alienation, perhaps bereavement, serious illness in the family. The mountain is really nature's cathedral of the West.
Archbishop Neary, we cannot ignore the fact that the past year for the Irish Church has been a very sorrowful and hard one, yet this pilgrimage still seems to draw thousands of people. How would you explain this attraction?
Well, I believe that what you say is very true, that many people have lost faith in the Church, in political promises, in the stable institutions of the past. And we are searching for meaning, searching for hope, searching for solid ground. And I believe that a pilgrimage is a wonderful opportunity to support us in that search. The person who starts off on pilgrimage is not the same person who returns.